Well, good morning, Randy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Really happy to have you here to talk goalies. I mean, Marc-Andre Fleury's longevity in the game and his success are pretty rare. And this is a name that, I mean, even people who aren't deep hockey fans would know pretty well. What do you think contributes to Fleury's success?
I think it's two things. First of all, I mean, he's blessed physically. A lot of goalies wouldn't be able to do it, you know, this long, just because they're just not built that way. So he's lucky that way, but also he has this great disposition, which really helps. And that is, he just has this joie de vivre for life in general and for hockey as well. And I think that helps. So he really just enjoys going out there, being on the ice, being in the dressing room.
And so apart then from Fleury, who are some of the 12 players that made your list of the best goalies in the last half century?
Well, it goes as far back as Roger Crozier, Jerry Cheevers, Rogge Vachon, who played in the 60s and 70s. And then it extends to more recent goalies. So we have Henrik Lundqvist, Fleury, Price, and Roberto Luongo. So it spans several decades.
And what criteria did you use? Like, how do people make the list? What are the factors here?
Well, the two factors I considered were, well, there's three factors. One is statistics, so goals against average, save percentage, that. Second is trophies for Stanley Cups, Vezinas, Conn Smythe. And third is impact, general impact on the game. So most of those goalies, you know, check off the box in each category, some just in one or two, but they all have something special. And so I felt they were all worthy of being in that book.
Now, in those 12 players, can you give us an example of any of the players that kind of like changed the game or changed that position of goalie by doing it the way that they did?
Well, I mean, you can look at Ed Jochimin. I mean, back in the day, he would carry the puck unbelievably up to the blue line and sometimes beyond. And at the time, goalies rarely ventured outside their crease. So that was, you know, a pioneering development. And then there were also, you know, other goalies. For example, you have Tretiak, who introduced a whole level of discipline and training that North American goalies didn't have at the time. And you have Mike Palmateer, who was sort of Dominic Hasek before Dominic Hasek. He had that level of acrobaticness in his game. So there's quite a few trailblazers in there.
Yeah. When it comes to, you know, bands, the drummers are always the ones that stand out. Like, they've got a different personality than the rest of the band. I think the comparison here would be the goalie on the ice as well. They're
absolutely,
they tend to be colorful characters. What is it about that position that draws in that type of a person?
Well, if you think about it, all the other players on the team work together. It's a coordinated effort. So the defensemen work together, the forwards work together, and then they go off the ice between shifts and they talk to each other about the game. Whereas the goalie, there's no one else doing that work. He's doing it by himself and he's on the ice for the entire game. He's not coming up. He's not coming off the ice and chatting and looking at video of his performance. So being a goalie is sort of a solitary pursuit within the context of a team sport, in the same way that baseball, you know, with pitchers. So it's very similar in my mind.
And I guess, though, even though there is the rest of the team out there on the ice, when a goal is scored against you, it's usually the goalie who's attached to that, right?
Exactly. And that's why goalies have a degree of mental toughness and self-confidence that's a cut above the other players, because of what you just said, because of that pressure. It takes a really special kind of person to be able to deal with it.
Now, we will continue to watch Marc-Andre Fleury this season. He's played more than 1,000 games. Do you think that's going to be possible in the future to like go that far, more than 1,000 games?
Are you referring to contemporary, like Marc-Andre Fleury's future, or
yes,
just in general?
Yeah, like his future and other players, other goalies in the future, given the wear and tear and the level that this game is played at now.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a simple answer, because on the one hand, you do have wear and tear, you know, because the game is faster and they're all playing butterfly style now, and that puts a lot of strain on the hips. So there's that. But on the other hand, the nutrition and the training is so far advanced now that it allows goalies like Marc-Andre Fleury to play much longer than goalies of previous generations. So it's sort of a trade-off. It's hard to say, but, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury is exceptional, and I think there'll be other goalies in the next 10, 15, 20 years who can meet that bar as well.
When it comes to the future and goalies, I know that for a long time, I mean, Canada's produced lots of goalies in the NHL. Is that changing? Is that trend shifting around the world as we look to the future?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look at the top goalies in the NHL today, you'll see a lot of them are European.
Yeah.
So there's something to be said there for the European goalies. And I'd like to dig into that a little bit and find out what they're doing in Finland, Sweden, you know, to produce these excellent goalies. But it's the tide has definitely shifted. It used to be Quebec goalies.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time when Patrick Waugh was at the top of his game and there was a lot of French Canadian goalies that were excellent. Now, most of the goalies that you look at and that are talked about, with a few exceptions, are European.
We will have to see what the future holds. Thanks so much for this, Randy.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure speaking to you.